Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol, from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, everybody.
Today's a memorial, of Our Lady of Fatima. And as we've been doing, we'll read one line from the Gospel today. Father, I'll give a brief reflection, and then we'll get into day four of the Novena to the Holy Spirit. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world. Father.
Okay, so today in this on this feast of Our Lady of Fatima, we are going to pray for the gift of fortitude. And our Lord says, take courage, I have conquered the world. And he says, in the world you have trouble. Is that a true statement or what, as a Catholic? And so fortitude has two purposes. One is it's a grace to be able to endure suffering when God permits it. And it could be enduring suffering, as we see in the Acts of the Apostles, and for preaching the gospel. It could be physical suffering, any type of suffering. But also it's the grace to speak up or to witness the gospel when there's a risk for doing so. And so fortitude is incredibly necessary in our society today. Today we ask for that grace to be courageous, and together we pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thou in toil art comfort sweet, pleasant coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe, the gift of fortitude. The gift of fortitude, by the gift of fortitude, the soul is strengthened against natural fear and supported to end in the performance of duty. Fortitude imparts to the will an impulse and energy which move it to undertake without hesitancy the most arduous task, to face dangers, to trample underfoot human respect, and to endure without complaint the slow mart of even lifelong tribulation. He that shall persevere unto the end, he shall be saved. Let us pray. Come, O blessed Spirit of fortitude, uphold my soul in time of trouble and adversity, sustain my efforts after holiness, strengthen my weakness, give me courage against all the assaults of my enemies, that I may never be overcome and separate from thee, my God and greatest good. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the merit of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought, and grant that I may always watch for your light, and listen to your voice, follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you, and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness, holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his five wounds and trusting his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart. I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and ever, speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Amen. Prayer for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after things that are eternal. The spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth. The spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation. The spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The spirit of piety, they may find the service of God sweet and amiable. The spirit of fear, that I may be filled with loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen. Our Lady Fatima, pray for us.